When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. Now ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, and guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Whoa, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Dying, Christ destroyed our death. Rising, Christ restored our life. Christ will come again in glory. As in baptism, Gloria German put on Christ, so in Christ may Gloria be clothed with glory. Here and now, dear friends, we are God's children, and what we shall be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And those who have this hope purify themselves as Christ is pure. Blessed be the God who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am life. And those who believe in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He said that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He said that I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of hell and death. But because I live, you shall live also. Amen. Friends, we have gathered here today to praise God and to witness to our faith as we celebrate the life of Gloria German. We come together in grief, acknowledging our human loss, and may God grant us grace that in pain we may find comfort, in sorrow, hope, and in death, resurrection. I invite you now at this time to turn in the hymnals, page 873, as we will recite in unison one of her favorite Bible verses, the 23rd Psalm. Page 873 in the hymnals, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And at this time, Dean and Lindy Kernan, the family had asked them to lead us in some hymns to worship God, and one of Gloria's favorite hymns is How Great Thou Art, hymn number 77.
Stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
And when I think of God his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and lead me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall with humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Here's a sort of comfort from Psalm 121. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night, for the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your going in, from this time on and forevermore. And I invite you at this time to join me in a prayer. It's on page 871 in the hymnals. 871. And I'll start with, "The Lord be with you, and also with you." Let us pray. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Give to us now your grace, that as we shrink before the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are accomplished, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in you, and that nothing in life or in death will be able to separate us from your great love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And at this time, Dean and Lindy are going to worship God and sing another of Gloria's favorite hymns, hymn number 314, "In the Garden."
His voice to me is calling.
talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
As I prepared for this funeral and asked God to show me scriptures that illustrated, or I guess the other way around, is how Gloria lived her life, and her life preached the gospel, preached the good news. And this one is from the Old Testament, from Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. It's a scripture about contentment. This is what I have seen to be good. It is fitting to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toil with which one toils under the sun, the few days of the life God gives us. For this is our lot. Likewise, all to whom God gives wealth and possessions and whom he enables to enjoy them and to accept their lot and find enjoyment in their toil. This is the gift of God. For they will scarcely brood over the days of their lives because God keeps them occupied with the joy of their hearts. And from everything I've heard and learned about Gloria, she was occupied with the joy of her hearts, and especially the people that she loved. At this time, I wanted to share a eulogy that was written by her daughter, Monica. And Monica asked me to read this to share with you today. It's an email that she kind of wrote to her mom. It reads, "Mom, the last few years together have been the best. Having the pleasure of making you dinners, decorating your room for every holiday, playing family bingo, making sure you had your holiday clothes, and so much more. I would not change a thing if I had these few years to relive again. I will always remember hearing you say, 'I love you,' every day when I would go home, and I will forever treasure the memory of those words. While you are in heaven now with your wings, just know that we are here taking care of Dad. Love you with all my heart until we meet again, Monica." Thank you, Monica. Another scripture that the Lord showed me came to mind after I thought about how Gloria, I heard about how she was such a great seamstress, and she would make clothes for her children that would match or coordinate, like velveteen dresses for the, the Centennial, Alpha Centennial. And I found this scripture, and it came to mind, and it made me think about how while she clothed you with clothes that she made for you, she wears glorified clothes now in heaven, the clothes that the Holy Spirit helped her to wear in her life. And so hear this good news from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 15. "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion." Clothe yourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with meekness, and with patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And finally, be thankful." At this time, I want to invite
Barb to come up and to share her spoken eulogy for her mother. Should she come around this way? Or is there? Okay. I'll help her up. Thanks for doing this, Barb. You're welcome.
I tried writing something. I couldn't come up with anything to write. I couldn't get the words. And I was listening to Pastor Zach, and we've been talking this week and had a really good time talking about the things that we've done with our mom, you know. And I remember growing up, and she was making us all these clothes, and we thought, oh my gosh, this is horrible. You know, but you look back at these pictures and you think, we were so fortunate that she could do that for us. I always felt like I wanted to go to Kmart back then and buy clothes, but she was making us these clothes, and they're wonderful. I mean, a lot of people don't have that memory, and we were so fortunate that she could do that for us, even though we didn't want them. We didn't like them because we wanted to wear what we wanted to wear, you know, how we are. And she was such a great mother, a grandmother, great grandmother. Her grandkids and great grandkids have brought so much joy to her life. I can't say enough about how. I mean, you saw some of those pictures when the kids come in, and how excited. You know, sometimes we didn't even tell her we were coming with the kids because it would just be a good surprise for her, and she loved it. I do have something, you know, I want to say, want to read. And that's why I have my phone up here, guys. Somebody sent, a friend of mine from Colorado who could not be here today, sent this to me and asked me if I could read it. I asked one of us to read it. He said, I don't know if you can read it or not, Barb, but I think Monica can. I said, I don't know which one of us will try. So it's called The Dash. And it's written for Gloria. It's a poem by Linda Ellis, and he put her name here, Gloria Jean German. And Carl grew up at our house when, in our teenage years, he spent hours, days, he was there all the time. We played cards. He said, I always remember that stupid old squawk box. He called it a squawk box back in the day, you know, the bass CB had, and that thing was going 24/7, and mom was always listening to that. And so I'm going to try to read this the best I can, guys. I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted the first date of birth was August 17, 1943, and spoke of the following date, March 19, 2018, with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between those years. For the dash represents all the time that they spent alive on earth. And now those who love them know what that little line is worth. For it matters not how much we owe, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can be rearranged. If we could just slow down long enough to consider what's true and real, and always try to understand the way other people feel, and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more and love the people in our lives like we've never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read, with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things you've about you and how you've spent your dash? That's very difficult for me to read, but I had I really wanted to read that. And I have been very much at peace. Mom died very quickly, very unexpectedly. I was on my way to work, turned around, came home. I walked in the room and said, "Mom, hi, Mom," like I always did when I walked in. She didn't even look at me. She was looking at the TV and talking to whoever was there. And she said, "Grandma and Grandpa are here." And that's the last word she spoke before she passed that night. And I knew at that very moment that she was ready to go. I didn't know how long we were going to have to wait or how long, but I knew she was going to see her mom and dad, and she was ready. And I am so much in peace with that and so glad that I was able to hear those last few words and be there. And she knew that all of her kids were there, all of the grandkids were there, her sister was there, her cousins were there. We were all there, and we talked to her, we held her hand, and she knew. You could tell she knew when you were talking to her. She didn't say a word, but her eyebrows would move up and down when she was when you were talking to her. And I am so ever grateful that we could all be there with her. I am done. That's enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. And when I was meeting with the family, and we were at Crosstown, and they had us in a almost like a janitor's room, storage room, and we were sharing these stories, and there was clutter everywhere, and having a good time, I turned the corner and asked the family about what scriptures were her mom's favorite, or what kind of good news do you think their mom would want you to know today? And they all said almost in unison, John 3:16. So hear the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ from John's Gospel, the 3rd chapter, verses 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. No, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is the word of God for the people of God. I say thanks be to God. Gloria German, age 74, originally of Alpha, died Monday, March 19th, 2018, at Illini Restorative Care in Silvis, Illinois. And thank you so much for wearing colorful clothing as the family had requested in the obituary and the notice. I'm sure that Gloria is smiling with Jesus in heaven, looking down at all these beautiful flowers and all the lovely souls that are here, the people that she loved and who loved her, and whose lives were made a little more colorful because Gloria was in it. She was born August 17th, 1943, in Chicago, Illinois, to Earl and Beth Bryant Wager. She graduated from Rova High School in 1961, and Gloria was united in marriage to Sheldon German, her husband of 56 years since July 15th, 1961, in Oneida, Illinois, at the Oneida United Methodist Church. And as I was praying this week and thinking about the kind of life that Gloria lived and what they shared with me and the stories and all her many talents and interests, the Lord brought my attention to the end of Proverbs. It's Proverbs 31. It's all about the wife of noble character. But I thought she exemplified so many of these qualities. It's starting at verse 10. A capable wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm
all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with her willing hands. She's like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from far away. She rises while it's still night and provides food for her household and tasks for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all her household is clothed in crimson. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and, I love this, purple. Her husband is known in the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchant with sashes. I love this. Strength and dignity are her clothing. And she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy, her husband too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. For charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates. Now, I hope that made you think of Gloria, some of the things in that scripture, that word of life. Indeed, Gloria was a homemaker, a beloved wife and mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, trusted friend, and a faithful member of the Alpha United Methodist Church. She was baptized with her Lord Jesus Christ, and she professed her faith, and she was active in Sunday school. In fact, as you can see in her casket, she had displayed her pins, such as her bowling award pins and also her Sunday school attendance pins, the many of them. And she was active with the United Methodist Women's Circles. And I would think that she probably helped make many a coffee cake for funeral luncheons. She practiced her faith daily by reading her Bible, hand clasped in prayer, with her upper room daily devotional with her husband Sheldon. She loved the Lord Jesus, and she loved her neighbor. She loved her family especially, her husband and dancing partner Sheldon, bowling partner Sheldon, her children Barb, Missy, Monica, and her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And she enjoyed sewing and gardening and crafts and baking and playing bingo and skip-bo. I heard how she was a great seamstress, how she sewed clothes and made matching outfits for the entire family, like those velveteen dresses for her daughters. She was an avid gardener and even had her flowers picked out ahead of time for today's occasion. She also appreciated nature and wildlife. Sheldon said that in the past few years, Gloria still loved to go and watch the black squirrels, feed the birds, and admire the flowers in bloom. She was a baking enthusiast. She was known for her tea ring coffee cakes, her cinnamon buns, and her pecan rolls. And there's probably many other things that she was known for that were delicious. She also enjoyed decorating for all the holidays, especially Christmas and Halloween. In recent years, I noticed that she enjoyed getting to come see the trick-or-treaters at the trunk or treat here at the church. And she knew how to have a great time with her husband, too. They'd go dancing together and learn all sorts of dance styles. They bowled together in leagues at the Alpha Lanes, and she was quite the bowler because you could see those award pins, but Sheldon told me he was the better bowler. She was also a civic servant, a loyal citizen, and a patriot. She served in the American Legion Junior Auxiliary, and she helped save lives as a dispatcher for the ambulance service, while her husband Sheldon had served as an EMT and a firefighter. And many folks remember her as a hairstylist in the early 80s into the 90s at her home. And she loved to play with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, especially those games like skip-bo. And she loved to play bingo with the family. She lived out her love for God and for her neighbor. And you are all here because she loved you. and influenced your life in many ways. And I hope today that you take that good news to heart, that you would know more than anything that she loved you, but also that the love that she loved you with was the love that God loved her with, and the love that she lived in and through and continues to live in heaven now in her resurrection with Jesus. She's now in glory. She's clothed with the perfection of compassion and love and kindness and patience. But just like she made those clothes for her family, that when you have Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior like she did, that you can be clothed with compassion and love and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness. That you can have a peace that passes all understanding like she did. And you can live your life with an abundance of joy and peace. And you can have the strength and the courage to forgive those who've wronged you or trespassed against you, or to seek forgiveness yourself for your own faults. We only get one life here on this earth. And it comes and goes. And like Barb said in that poem, the test of our life is what the dash will be between that date of birth and the date of death. But I know that your dash can lead to eternity, not just in heaven, but eternal life in abundance here on earth, to where when people come to your funeral, they hear about how you loved them and how you changed people's lives like Gloria did for you. That's what Jesus can do for you. So I hope that you know today that you are loved unconditionally by God and by Gloria, and that you can be forgiven and set free from all of the weight of your past and your sins, just like Gloria, when you have Christ in your heart. Because God sent his son Jesus to save you, not to condemn you. And so I hope that you learned more what Jesus was like because of the love of Gloria. God, I praise you and I thank you for the life of Gloria German. And I pray for your comfort and your peace through your Holy Spirit and your people, for her family and her friends. Thank you for loving us, and thank you for sending Jesus to save us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, Dean and Lindy are going to sing the hymn that was the top of the list when I asked what hymns wanted to be sung at the funeral, and it was The Old Rugged Cross, because it reminds us of what Christ has done for us.
Far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary.
To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday, and exchange it someday, and exchange it someday for a crown.
Join me in a prayer, and then we'll close with the Lord's Prayer in this prayer.
God of love, we thank you for all with which you have blessed us even to this day, for the gift of joy and days of health and strength, and for the gifts of your abiding presence and promise in days of pain and grief. We praise you for home and friends, and for our baptism and place in your church, with all who have faithfully lived and died, like Gloria. Above all else, we thank you for Jesus Christ, who knew our griefs, who died and rose for our sake, and who lives and prays for us. And as he taught us, so now we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, we're going to play a song recording. It's called There's a New Star in Heaven Tonight by Chris DeBerg. And this is a time for us to say our goodbyes and to thank God for Gloria in our hearts.
The shadows darken and the day is done, and I cannot believe it's really true and you have gone. You were always here beside me. You gave so much as the Queen of Hearts to those without love. You were their voice when they could not speak, a touch for the dying. And as we say goodbye, I can hardly see for the tears in my eyes. You're shining like a million suns, and there's a new star up in heaven tonight. I wonder if you ever knew how much you were loved. and in the darkness of a lonely room, were you empty inside? And as you fade away, it's like a light has gone from the world. But I am sure that there is a place where you will burn on forever. And as we say goodbye, I can hardly see for the tears in my eyes. You are shining like a million suns, and there's a new star up in heaven. There's a new star up in heaven tonight.
Oh God, all that you have given us is yours. As first you gave Gloria to us, so now we give Gloria back to you. Receive Gloria into the arms of your mercy. Raise Gloria up with all your people, and receive us also, and raise us into a new life. Help us so to love and serve you in this world, that we may enter into your joy in the world to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, in Jesus Christ, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
To let me